Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, have you ever been to London? Well, it's okay if you haven't. Don't feel bad. Hey, I don't want to make you feel bad about never going to London. Just imagine you've been to London. You're walking down the streets of London. But wait a second. Under those streets of London, there's another London. Okay, so if you've never been to London, use your imaginary London and make a sub-imaginary London. And that somewhere is Neverwhere. Yeah, that's right. That somewhere is Neverwhere. Benedict Cumberbatch and James McAvoy, ooh baby, lead a stellar cast in a BBC Radio adaptation of Neil Gaiman's best-selling novel. Ooh, that's some hot British talent. Yep, just talking about their talent. I don't think they have cute faces. I don't think we'd have a fun walk together. I'm not thinking about being on a picnic with them. I'm just thinking about their hot, hot British talent. Guys, you can start listening to Neverwhere now with a one-month free trial of Stitcher Premium. Just go to stitcherpremium.com/BBC and use the promo code OFFBOOK at checkout to get your free month. Get a free month of Stitcher Premium. What are you waiting for? You can hear the original Flight of the Conchords and Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series from the BBC. Ugh, guys, I want to get that premium tent. Get that premium 10 on Stitcher Premium. Get that month. Binge a bunch of audio content. That's stitcherpremium.com/BBC using promo code OFFBOOK. Where is it? It's Neverwhere. Where? Neverwhere. Hey, guys. We're a new podcast, and you've been so amazingly supportive, and we really, really appreciate it. We've also already been given some support of some advertisers, but in order to support our show, we need more help from them. And in order to find great advertisers that we want to talk about and you guys want to get sweet deals, we got to know more about you. Yeah, you. Who are you? What's your deal? Like, what are you doing right now? You listening in your car? Like, how many pods do you listen to? What do you like? Do you like, what are you eating? What did you have for dinner last? I want to get to know you. And that's how I can better advertise to you. No. It's not about that. It is about that. But it's also about us becoming dear friends. So, guys, please, just go to podsurvey.com/offbook. It's a quick little survey so that we can get to know you better. That way, our advertisers know who our listeners are. And if you've ever taken one before, this one is specific to our show. So please, don't be like, Jess, I've taken that quiz. Get off my back about this quiz. I gotta stay on your back about this quiz because it's a specifically off-book quiz. Plus, once you completed the survey, you can enter to win a $100 gift card to Amazon. Do you know what's on Amazon? Everything. So guys, give it a whirl, please, my future best buds. Again, that's podsurvey.com/offbook. Podsurvey.com/offbook. Thank you for your help.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach.
Musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That's Zach Reno.
That's Jessica McKenna.
We're not pointing.
We're just assuming that you'll be able to infer who is who.
Make a visual map in your head. We are sitting across from each other at the table.
Also accompanied on the piano by the fantastic Scott Passarella. Scott, shout hey real loud.
Hey!
You can hear him. There's where he is.
There he is. He is farther away from us. Mm-hmm. Really want to paint a picture for you.
Okay, so the room is about 9 by 20.
There's a table, and the table is made of a light wood.
What a gorgeous scene. But that's not important.
No, what is important is there's another person at the table who's more important than you and I combined.
Oh my God, she's so
yeah.
She's so funny.
She's so important.
Oh, she's so good. She's such a fundamentally good pure human.
Oh my gosh,
we're so lucky to have her.
Please welcome
you guys,
Betsy Sodaro.
Thank you for having me. You guys are too nice.
Oh my gosh, so excited to have you.
I'm so excited.
Betsy, what's your history with musical theater? Do you remember seeing one that you liked?
I grew up in a family that loved musical theater.
That's great.
When I was young, I was obsessed with Evita.
Ooh.
And recently, my 5-year-old niece also was obsessed with Evita. I don't know what it is about Evita, but it's, I think, maybe like a cool, powerful woman.
Lady,
and like,
for sure.
Yeah.
Great music.
Yeah.
And I was also really into soccer, so like Argentina, soccer, and Evita. Everything came to!
That's incredible. Yeah, I love that that is a formative musical. I think a formative musical for me was like Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, which could not be further from...
Mine was Cats.
Well, that makes sense.
It makes sense, but also not.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's an insane musical.
It is insane, but, you know...
It's weird. That's one I've never seen, and I kind of don't ever want to see it.
I get that.
You know?
I get that. Let me break it down for you real quick.
Yeah.
Plot of Cats... All the cats have shown up at this meeting to decide who gets to come back after they die and, like, use up one of their 9 lives.
Oh.
A mean cat shows up and, like, kidnaps the leader. This is all true, by the way. And
most
of the musical is about none of what I just talked about. It's just,
but that's so interesting. That's enough. It should be that. Like a meeting about who dies. That's like life, but with cats.
The Jellicle Ball.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I remember that. We had a bunch of like best of Andrew Lloyd Webber tapes that on road trips we would just really let go and sing. And there's one like,
That's exactly it.
I have this memory that Phantom of the
Opera. That's from Cats,
that
right?
That is a Cats song.
I have this memory that when Phantom of the Opera went on tour, I think my parents went to it twice. Like there was two groups of friends who wanted to see Phantom of the Opera. But in my 5-year-old brain, my parents went to Phantom of the Opera every night. Like it was just that was the fall that mom and dad went to Phantom of the Opera every night. And my mom would play the soundtrack in the house, and it terrified me.
It's
would like run outside and play.
Scary. That organ music is terrifying, even when it's trying to be delightful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's still horrifying.
Yeah, that kind of organ especially.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Bessie, I want to follow up with a question to get us started.
Okay.
Do you have like, what is the singular standout memory you have from your soccer career?
Oh, man, I got a red card for calling a ref a bitch.
What?
How is that possible? You are a beam of light in a human.
I used to get extremely competitive.
What position did you play?
Goalie.
Okay.
I took it very, very seriously, and I would get very intense to the point where I would get in my head and be like, oh, I don't like how I'm being, you know? I was like, I used to be on SNL. So we lost 2-1, and the winning goal, it was these two fucking forwards, and they were both offsides.
Are you kidding me?
And I, like, had my arm up, and then it was 2-on-1 with me, and they scored, and they fucking won. And so as the game was over... And the fucking ref comes up to me and she's like, hey, really great game, goalie. And I was like, it shouldn't have been this. They were fucking offsides, you stupid bitch. And I kept walking and she started chasing me down and I kept walking quicker and quicker to the sideline because I was like, game's over. I should be fine. Let me just get my stuff and go. And I was like, my mom and dad were meeting me. I was like, let's go to the car. Let's go quick. And then she stopped and she's like, don't you ever call a ref a stupid bitch. And then I just kind of laughed and my parents were like, what'd you do? And she threw up the red card. And I called her a stupid bitch.
How old were you?
I was a senior, so 17 or 16.
Great. We go now to a soccer field. It's a championship game in a high school. They've been playing hard. It's been back and forth. It was 0-0 through the first half, and finally someone broke through in the second half.
Everyone broke through. It's 10-10 in the second half.
The highest scoring soccer game in the district's history.
And someone calls a timeout on one team. Okay. Girls, huddle up. I don't know. I'm gonna be honest. I don't know if I can do this.
What do you mean? Carly, of course you can.
Carly!
Monsters on the other side. And Janessa, you've been, like, such an inspiration, but, like, I'm falling short of your goals right now. And Vanessa, you've been putting up such strong defense, and I'm just letting people through, and you guys are covering for me, and I cannot hold it together.
Carly, you gotta chill the fuck out, okay?
Janessa, I'm freaking out.
I know!
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There are lots of skills that you have on the field of sport. But the one thing you gotta be super chill, of course. If you feel like your face is starting to turn real red, just imagine one day that we will all be dead. And this doesn't matter. This doesn't matter. We're just having a fun bit of football touch. This doesn't matter. We already care way too much. This doesn't matter. Just doing a little one, two touch.
Okay, you're right. I guess the first thing to do is for me to chill the fuck out.
Number one.
Yeah.
And if a ref comes over, try not to punch her out.
Number two.
And then kick the ball into the other goal. And don't get covered by existential dread that we're all gonna die and get old.
This doesn't matter. We already care way too much.
And this doesn't matter.
Just take your foot and give that ball a little touch.
A kick.
Kick.
You call it a touch, but it's really a kick. 'Cause touching is too gentle and often doesn't do
the trick.
Okay, boys, huddle up. Yeah. We're gonna fucking destroy those girls at the end, okay? It's 10-10. I need you all to keep your head in the game.
Yeah. Oh, we will.
I got a boner.
We all got boners, Jeremy.
Okay, I just had to make sure everybody else has
hey,
one.
Hey, I got a question. If I trap the ball in my boner, is that okay?
Yeah, just
yeah, dude, you're not using your hands.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Trent.
Yeah, anytime.
In fact, I think that should be our strategy, right? Because the girls, they can't have boners. What are they going to do? Trap the ball between their tits?
They're all wearing like form-fitting sports bras.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, I got a bigger boner.
And when I think about those sports bras just flattening out those muscles,
it makes almost every girl look like she has cleavage.
Oh, God. Oh, shit.
One thing you gotta know on the field. Feel the feelings that make the feelings real. And all those feelings will let you know that you're not a loner. If you wanna be the best at sports, you gotta do sports with the boner. Sports boner!
Sports boner!
Sports boner!
Sports boner!
You know what'll do the trick and get a lot of blood inside of your dick. Sports boner! Will get you across the final yard is a dick that's real hard.
Oh shit.
Trent, you scored off your boner.
Yeah.
Sweet. 11-10.
Can I tell you something?
Would you please?
It hurt, but it also felt so good. Yeah.
Okay, refs, huddle up real quick.
Okay.
Listen, I sort of hate to, you know, I know it's a sensitive time, but first of all, I know that we got a lot of pushback for wanting to have this this game where the boys play the girls, and we thought it'd be all in good fun, but I'm having a hard time focusing calling the game when there are just a bunch of boners everywhere and a bunch of girls who are getting into philosophical conversations.
I think that's true, but I think also we should hand it to them that we were right to match the boys against the girls, because it is tied. Well, now it's not tied, but it is 11-10.
I mean, yeah. And no, it's been a very exciting game. But, Orange yeah. Slice?
Oh, yeah.
Gatorade?
Oh, yeah.
Katie, are you eating at home?
What?
Are you eating at home?
Are you just, like, waiting for halftime snacks?
Okay, you guys, I'm having some problems at home.
Oh, Katie!
I know, I didn't think now was the time to bring it up. We're in a timeout!
No, but Katie,
what?
You never have to wait to bring up personal things when you're with your friends who are refs.
Even during the middle of a soccer game, yes. Boys versus girls.
Especially
the teams are having very long huddles. I think we have plenty of time to hear about what's happening at home. Go ahead,
okay.
Katie.
Well, I have empty nest syndrome.
Emptiness syndrome.
Yeah, have you heard of it?
Yes, we have.
My kids have gone away to college, and now I'm just by myself with my husband.
It's just you and your husband. No more kids. That's what emptiness syndrome is.
So you've heard of it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I went through that a couple years ago.
You did too, Beverly.
I did. My kids went off to Occidental College.
Congrats.
And then they all dropped out.
I'm sorry.
But they afterwards decided they didn't want to come back to the house.
That's okay.
So they live on the corner outside. They came almost all the way back, but their stuff is still inside of their rooms, and they all refuse to unpack. And that's emptiness syndrome.
Just you and your husband and your kids on the corner of your street in a tent.
That's right. Emptiness syndrome. I'm not gonna say it again. How about you?
Well, you know I felt it too when I taught my little birds how to fly.
Uh-huh.
When I had to one day say goodbye. I am a bird.
I know.
Yeah, we know.
You look just like a bird. There wouldn't be any doubt if someone saw you that you are a bird. Although I guess if they were just listening, it might be useful for them to know you're a bird.
I am a bird.
Bird. We all know what empty nest syndrome is.
Of course. I'm sorry I treated you like you didn't know.
Oh, it's
thanks
okay.
Thanks for listening, you guys. Hey, get out of my hair.
I'll be back in lacrosse season.
Janessa, Vanessa, huddle up.
What's up?
I don't know why this huddle is still going.
Carly.
I think because those boys are trying to get rid of their boners.
Oh, man.
Carly, I heard that you're the cause of all the boners.
Yeah, girl, you're not wearing a sports bra like all of us.
Not slut shame me right now.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's a compliment.
It's a compliment. You're the most bonerific.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, your titties are just flopping all over the place.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good to hold them back. And I know that some people are like, no, it's more painful to let them bounce around.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, I say, and I would know, that it feels better to just let them flop around like two balloons attached to string, but like heavy balloons.
Oh, yeah, full of sand.
Mm-hmm. Flop, 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 floppity flop, 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 flopping around. That's it.
Oh, guys, wow. There's the whistle. The huddle time is over. We got to take it back to the field.
Okay, I'll distract them all and give them all boners. You guys score and two goals so that we can be up 12-11.
Okay.
That's a good plan, Carly.
Give me the ball. Oh, you're no match for me, Trent Wyzocki.
Wait, what?
I said you're no match for me, Trent Wyzocki.
Oh, my God.
What's up?
My dick.
Oh, are you looking at my friend Carly, or are you looking at my fancy footwork?
Yeah. Can I say I'm looking at your face?
What?
No, you're stupid.
Wait, my face?
Yeah.
You like my face?
I really like your face. I also like when you talk.
What? But that means you're mature enough to like me for my personality.
Yeah, so far.
Everyone, no one go steal the ball from them. They're having a moment.
Okay, well, just let them stand there in the middle.
Yes, they're having a moment. We should all be so lucky.
Kaka.
Oh, the ref's back.
Yeah, I've never met a girl like you.
Oh, man. I don't want to dribble past you, make this moment end. Now that I see you standing before me, I don't want to go for the goal. Now that you're looking inside my soul, you like my face.
Yeah.
You like my face. You like my face and the words that I say. I never thought a guy like you would stop me right on the field this way. I never thought that we could make this whole game stop so that people could say, whoa, are they falling in love? Look at them.
Are they falling in love? Look at them. Trent and Vanessa, it's like true love all over again. I don't know what to say. They're staring into each other's eyes and both refusing to play.
You like my face.
I like your face.
You like my face.
Your eyes and your nose.
You like my face.
You got a pretty rad smile.
And the words that I say.
Yeah, you sound real smart.
Oh my God, if I didn't know better, I'd say Trent and Vanessa are now going together. And I know Trent, and here's how I know him. He's so close to Vanessa, he's about to read her a poem.
Dear Vanessa.
What?
Roses are flowers.
Whoa.
And violets are a color.
Wow, you really are reinventing the form.
What?
No, I love what you've taken something classic and made it your own. Keep going, I love it.
Okay. Every time I see you in class.
Oh my gosh, so this isn't the first moment I've been noticed? Oh.
I just want to say, I really like your ass.
Okay.
Too.
Okay.
Oh God. I've never really talked to a girl like this.
I'm sorry to barge in.
What?
But it's my job as a ref.
I still have like 30 pages of this poem.
You know what? Ref Beverly?
Yeah?
How can you not understand this itch? Get the fuck away, you stupid bitch. He likes
red cards.
No!
You just earned yourself a red card.
Love has made me never be the same, 'cause he likes my face and the words that I say.
So you come up to a road and there's one way that's very well traveled and another way that looks like no one's been down that road. And that's you to me.
A road.
A road that no one's been down on. Can I get down on you?
Whoa!
He likes
like your face. with that steamy height of teen emotion, we're going to head to intermission and take a little break. What will happen in the second act?
Will Vanessa overcome her red card and be allowed to join the game and a relationship? Will Trent get his hormones under control? Who will win? Where'd that bird go? Find out in a moment!
Intermission.
Intermission.
Intermission now! Hey, what are you having for dinner tonight? Uh-oh, do you not know? Am I making you freak out because you didn't know? Guys, I'm sorry. Please, don't enter into an existential crisis. Just take a breath. And just use Blue Apron, why don't you? It's the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. For less than $10 a meal, they deliver seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients right to your door. You guys, I have used Blue Apron and it changed my life. I flash fried some capers. Me, Jess McKenna, flash fried some capers. Guys, I'm not Emeril Lagasse, okay? I am not Jada. I am Jess McKenna, and I flash-fried some capers, and it was exciting and delicious. Some of the meals available in August include basil pesto chicken with summer vegetable panzella, sauteed shrimp and green beans with globe tomato, spinach, and orzo pasta, whole grain pasta and summer vegetables with heirloom tomato caprese salad, miso butter salmon and lo mein noodles with cucumber and charmed tomatoes, meatball pizza with fresh mozzarella cheese and charmed tomatoes. We are into those charming tomatoes. Guys, those sound delicious. Are you kidding me? You know what you're doing for dinner. You're getting Blue Apron. $10? Get out of here. Check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/offbook. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so please don't wait. That's blueapron.com/offbook. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Welcome back to Act 2 of Leaving Your Heart on the Field, the musical.
That's right. When we last left our hero, Vanessa, she had been red-carded out of the game, and Trent was left alone with nothing but a pages and pages of a poem.
The score of the game is still 11-10, and boys up with their boners with 10 minutes remaining in the game.
One of the refs is a bird, and now you are caught up. If for some reason you only listen to the second half of podcast, weird choice, but we've got your back. We cut to the boys' locker room.
I can't go out there, man.
Trent, you have to. You're our best scorer. Kyle and me, Lyle, can't do it. It's up to you.
Kyle, Lyle, you guys, you can do it. I can't play soccer.
I'm only here for throw-ins. I'm only good at throw-ins.
You got great hands.
Thanks. And Lyle? Lyle's the goalie. It'd be very hard for him to score.
I got great feet. Bad at throw-ins. But you refuse to be the goalie.
Kyle, Lyle, listen to me. I can't go out there.
Why not?
Because my heart is broken.
Why?
Why? We thought you were falling in love.
Seemed like it was going well.
I was on the field, and now she can't be on the field, so I don't know what to do.
Oh, whoa. Trent, this is tough, yeah. But I think you can be in love everywhere you go.
Wait, are you...
I don't know. What do we know? We're just a bunch of doofy boys, but I think that's how it works.
You know what? I feel like sometimes I'm in love everywhere I go.
With who?
I mean, no one. What?
Wait, so you could be in love in, like, a grocery store?
Yeah, sure.
Or, like, an Apple store?
Sure.
Or, like, the other kind of Apple store that's iPhones?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was the middle one?
Oh, no, is that,
just
you know, that
store
classic,
dedicated to apples?
That grocery store that we all have on our street called Apples Only?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
The Apple Store.
A grocery store, an Apple Store, the Apple Store. Of course, all those places.
You can be in love in a farmer's market.
No.
You can be in love in a bathroom.
What?
You can be in love at someone else's wedding. With the groom in the back room.
Whoa.
You can be in love with your best friend with a name that rhymes with yours.
Whoa.
You can be in love indoors and outdoors.
Everywhere you go, you should be in love. If you're in love, it should go wherever you go. Everywhere you go, you should be in love. If you're in love, if you're in love, it should go where you go.
Yeah, like you can be in love with your friend Kyle and hang out at his house on the weekend.
You can be in love with Lyle in his car, which happens to be his dad's Mercedes Benz. You can be in love at a P.F. Chang's.
No, no, no.
With anyone. All the time at the P.F. Chang's.
You can be in love at the P.F. Chang's when you finally notice your friend for the first time.
What?
You can be in love with your friend when you say you can have the last dumpling. Yes, it's not mine.
You can be in love at the P.F. Chang's when you look across the table right across at your friend and he says, hey, I think I'll let you mix the special sauce at the P.F. Chang's. You can be in love at the P.F. Chang's.
You can be in love. What? Trent, you have to play.
You have to play, because we can't. We have to go.
We have to go.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Have so much fun with your relationship.
We have a reservation at the P.F. Chang's.
You know how long a soccer game is. You can wait till it's over.
It's gone so long without all these long timeouts.
Fair enough.
The last 12 minutes have taken us an hour and a half to play.
Fair enough.
And the Chang waits for no man.
Goodbye, Kyle and Lyle.
Bye.
Good luck.
I'll never see you again.
Mongolian beef. Vanessa, where are you going?
I'm getting red carded. I've been ejected from the game. You guys know it's the rules of red card.
But you packed a suitcase.
Yeah, why did you pack a suitcase?
Because everyone knows if you get a red card during a timeout, it applies to your whole life.
Oh my God, are you walking away from your whole life?
That's what getting a red card in a timeout means, or before or after the game. It means you have to walk away from your whole life.
Wait, but what about those nights that every Wednesday night when we pretend to drink wine, but it's really grape juice, and we pretend that we're having a party, but it's really just the three of us drinking grape juice?
Yeah, what about Janessa's three-person definitely grape juice extravaganza jamboree? You're going to miss one. We have one scheduled after every game, and if you go away, then it's not a jamboree. It's just two people,
it's two people,
lame.
And that's like, what? Yeah. Therapy session?
Yeah, what are you, my therapist, Vanessa?
No.
Are you my therapist now?
No.
Am I supposed to open up to you?
Well, if you want. What's going on, Carly?
I'm...
Can you not do it when we're not having grape juice and pretending it's wine?
No, can you... Oh, wait, you brought some.
I have some grape juice.
Yeah, can we open up with the
grape
juice?
It's my favorite thing to drink.
Okay, open up.
Yep.
Oh, I'm feeling it already.
Oh, you guys, please do not let me have any more.
Okay, okay.
Oh my God. So, you know how, like, you know how I've been not wearing a sports bra?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
It's not because it doesn't feel good to wear a bra. It actually hurts to not wear a bra.
Yeah,
that's I haven't been wearing a bra.
Why haven't you?
I'm afraid of them.
You're afraid of
like
bras?
Like tiny sharks you put around your chest.
You don't wear a bra at all?
No.
I thought you just didn't wear a sports bra.
No, I never wear a bra.
What happens when it's windy?
I'm still... What? Obviously, my boobs blow around in the wind.
Wait, when it's so, so windy and your boobs become like little kites and you fly... You know.
Well, one time I ended up on the roof of an IKEA.
Those are big buildings.
I know, because I floated away. Because I'm too afraid to put on a bra. And I need the kind of support from my friend Vanessa. And you can't walk away. Otherwise, I'll never be brave enough. And I'll end up on the roof of another IKEA.
Carly, you don't need to be telling me this. We need to convince that ref to downgrade my red card to a yellow card.
Like the band?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
yeah.
More specifically, like the lesser card in soccer.
I love that song. Ocean Avenue.
All right, well, why don't you try to sing Ocean Avenue to the ref?
Okay. Knock, knock. I brought a stick with me to knock on. Knock, knock, knock.
Yeah?
Hi. Have you seen that ref that gave out that red card? Or do you kind of give it out?
We all kind of give it out
together. So I can
together.
Talk to you? Hey.
Beverly's taking a shit. She has to always poop.
Can I tell you something? Oh, hi, that bird.
Oh, yes.
So...
I'll... Stay in my hair.
There's a place... I just want to say... There's a place on Ocean Avenue where I used to sit and talk with you. We were both 16, and it felt so right. Sleeping all day, staying up all night. If I could find you now, things would get better.
Katie, I have an idea.
We could leave this town.
What is it, bird?
Forever.
This girl looks like she's not really doing the best. Maybe you should take her into your nest.
Then my empty nest will not be empty anymore.
I don't know any 16-year-old girls who are singing Yellow Card. She's obviously going through something.
Something is clearly wrong.
Sleeping all day, staying up all night.
Carly!
Ow, thank you. I needed that.
I want to take care of you. I want to take you under my wing.
Wait, you're going to support me under your wing?
I'm going to support you just like a bra will support your boobs.
What if it bites my boobs off like an undersea predator?
It would never do such a thing. And I promise you that.
Thank you. Also, you know what would help a lot?
Wait, what?
You know what would help me a lot?
What?
What?
If you took the red card that my friend Vanessa got, because she's my support structure. I mean, you're my support structure, but she's also my support structure. So if you could take that red card and make it like a yellow card... singing such hits as Ocean Avenue, but also the soccer card.
Bird, I think you should do it.
Okay.
It'll be a great way to start your new relationship.
Okay. Here you go, daughter. A yellow card. Not the band, but the soccer card.
Can it be both?
Here you go, daughter.
A yellow card, and things are better.
You got me a yellow card.
You can play soccer forever.
Unless I get another yellow card, then it turns to a red card. But now let's win the game and win Trent's heart.
Oh my God, Trent, Vanessa's back.
Wait, what?
She turned that red card into a yellow card.
Of course she did.
Pass me the ball, Janessa. Just a couple touches with my feet before I kick, just to gain control.
You're right. Trent. Sometimes a touch is a good thing to do in a soccer game.
It's true.
If you just fucking kicked it all the time,
it would be chaos.
That's right.
I think we all know who knows the least about soccer in this situation.
Yep.
Vanessa kicked the ball and it soared into the goal. It soared so high. Now the game was a tie. Oh, Trent, thanks for making me feel like I am not a loner. Can I score one more goal but reflect it off of your loving boner?
Hey, Trent,
yeah.
I know what you're thinking, but take that feeling and screw it. If losing the game will give you true love, I say you let her fucking do it.
Okay. Yeah, kick it off my boner, baby.
It would be an assist from you and from your, you know, not your heart, but kind of like it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, keep talking. Let me get a boner. Keep going.
Oh, Trent, thanks so much for... reading me that beautiful 30-page poem. I love the part about rage against the dying of the fright.
Oh, yeah, my boner's up. I love you.
Perfect. She kicked the ball. It ricocheted off the boner.
Ow.
Went high into the air and swish into the goal. That's the end of the game from the bird.
Hey. Good game, girls.
Hey, good game, boys.
Hey, boys, we were gonna go to a drinking grape juice and pretending it's wine, three-person jamboree, but maybe it would be more fun if there were more than just three of us.
Oh, my God.
My new mom has a great house, and it's very empty, and she said we could just hang out there as long as we want.
I can even get you guys real wine if you want instead of grape juice.
That would be fucking
amazing.
Rad.
Katie, yes. You're the best mom ever.
Katie, you're the best.
Am I? Don't ever leave my house.
We never will.
Yay.
We found each other and things got better.
Yes, we did.
And we will leave your house never. So let your wings cry.
guys. You know what? This all mattered.
You're right.
Yeah.
We thought it didn't. We thought it was just us getting boners and being real aggro on a soccer pitch towards a bunch of girls. But I learned that women can do anything.
Yeah, and I learned that loving someone's face and the words they say really sets you up for a bright future. And I learned that if someone's missing their kid, just give them a brand new kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing can replace a lost kid except a new kid.
A new day. A new kid. That's what the game of soccer is. A new day. A new kid. That's what the game of soccer is. The end!
Yeah!
Oh! That was really good, you guys.
We did it.
We fucking did it. We wrote a musical.
We did it with our brains and with Scott. We did it with Scott's brain.
Scott's brain did it. We were there too.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more.
Ooh, guys, you know what I'm wearing right now? Freaking cut-off shorts I made in college, a t-shirt, and one of those sang-dang hats you see me in every Earwolf photo. But you know what would be cool is if I had some fly new clothes. So I'm going to check out ModCloth because it's my go-to spot for fashion as unique as me. Really? As unique as me? Thanks, ModCloth. ModCloth believes that fashion is for every body size and shape. That's why their exclusive line of apparel is offered in full size range. Extra, extra small to 4X. Thank you, ModCloth, for understanding that people come in different sizes. You rule. It's a go-to source for unique women's fashion. Hey, ladies. They specialize in a broad range of styles from quirky statement prints, vibrant colors, retro dresses, classic silhouettes, and cool contemporary clothing. You can even get free sizing and fit styling help from their team of mod stylists. Guys, imagine those mod stylists. They can help you effortlessly transition between seasons with summer styles that stay perfectly preserved for fall. It's coming, baby. Are you ready for those fall clothes? I'm not. I'm going to wear the same dang flannel I got in the Target boys section. Let's mix it up with ModCloth. Go to ModCloth, ModCloth.com, and enter promo code OFFBOOK at checkout to get this, 30% off an order of $100 or more. That's promo code OFFBOOK. Make every day extraordinary at ModCloth. Breaking news! Guys, OFFBOOK has just been added to Now Hear This Fest of 2017. This is very exciting for me, Zach. It's very exciting for us. Maybe it's exciting for you, too. Here's what should definitely be exciting for you. The Now Hear This Fest in general. If you've ever wanted to see a show in person, here are some awesome shows. They're bringing, I don't know, podcasts that you know and love, like How Did This Get Made, Comedy Bang Bang, Criminal, and Planet Money, plus more of your favorites from Gimlet, Crooked Media, Public Radio, and Radiotopia. New York City, September 8th through the 10th. In NYC, come see great podcasts, meet the host, and make new friends. One ticket gets you access to all 25 live shows throughout the weekend, and the first 100 people to use our offer code OFFBOOK at checkout save $20. That's one word, no space, OFFBOOK. Use it at checkout, save $20. That's like 20 slices of great New York pizza. Guys, please come see us live. It would make me and Zach and maybe other people so happy, but mostly me and Zach. So go to NowHearThisFest.com to get your tickets. That's NowHearThisFest.com. Enter the code OFFBOOK at checkout to save 20 buckaroos. I'll be in NYC. Will you? NYC, you there. I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry.
Welcome back.
You came back. Thanks.
We promised more. And here like it we is. Said, here's the more.
So it's a tradition sometimes in theaters, especially when a new production is mounted, to let the audience do a little Q&A after the show. So we bring you now to the talk back or the question and answer portion for the production of Leaving Your Heart on the Field, the musical. Guys, thank you so much for coming out to the show. It really means a lot to us to have such like an engaged audience.
I'm a seasoned subscriber to this theater.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I thought this was going to be a Chekhov play.
It was not. It was a musical about teens playing soccer, but did you have a question about the production?
I have a lot of questions.
Okay.
Now, in a Chekhov play, you leave the gun on stage in the first act, you're supposed to fire it by the end.
That's right.
Now, in this play, we learned that a bird was a referee in the first act, but then it just kind of fucked off and didn't do anything else, except it did announce a score later on. So what is the, is there a metaphorical significance of that bird? Is that bird a real Chekhov's bird?
No.
No? Okay.
Fuck off!
All right.
As you can see,
sorry.
Our actor, Peter Krause takes his role as Trent very seriously, so he sometimes takes a while to get out of sort of that active sports mode. But thank you for your question, and thank you for being a loyal subscriber.
Oh, welcome. I'm a season ticket holder.
Excuse me, I had a question for the choreographer.
Yes, hello?
What is up? Why was there, like, none?
Well, I thought about soccer, and really soccer is sometimes called football. And if a foot were a ball, it would not be able to roll around. So I thought, I don't want these people to move at all.
Oh my gosh, whoa. That's like adding like a whoa. I wish there had been like a note about that.
Yeah, I don't believe in walking the audience up to the fucking door of understanding
and opening it for them.
I need you to be an actively engaged audience member, because if you don't, then you can fuck off with that old man who just got kicked out of. You know what? You too. Get out of here.
Oh my, you're right. I'm sorry. I don't deserve theater.
I have a question for the playwright. Ooh, how long did it take you to write such a masterpiece?
Thank you. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. You really honor me with this question. It was a really long process. I did, this is actually, an immediately mounted version of a vomit draft, but the long process was me just aging, going to school, eating sandwiches, learning how to write, learning what soccer is.
Hi, I'm going to chime in as the composer. And I will say that my process was very similar. It was a lot of going to school, eating sandwiches. Learning what football was.
And then eventually just like being in an age where you could like actually write something. And then I wrote the book of this musical 1 week ago, and you composed the music. You composed the music this morning. Then at intermission you composed the second half.
And I really wish that you had gotten a chance to see all the things that didn't make it onto
page.
Ooh. We had a lot of cut numbers from it.
For example,
there's this one.
Oh, I get why it's cut.
Can you the title of it, which is clearly
Racism's Not a Thing?
Yep. We could do that for you right now.
Yeah, let's go ahead and mount it.
Okay.
Oh, race is just a skin color. Skin is just cells, and cells are just things all over ourselves. And if we have cells and we're all the same, then racism isn't a thing. I'm white!
But sir, we asked for the specials tonight at the P.F. Chang's.
Right, the specials are Mongolian chicken. And if you take a pin and stick it in your skin, you will notice that we're all the same, and racism isn't a thing. And I'm white.
So yeah, we decided ultimately to cut
that.
That
didn't feel necessary.
Yeah, I think it was important to know that that character is wrong, just in case there's any inconsistency, unclarity. The opposite of clarity is unclarity. Yes?
Yeah, we edited that because that person was horrible, and we decided it was distracting from the sweet musical of children learning about their sexuality.
But it was so nice to see the P.F. Chang's. I miss not seeing the P.F.
Chang's. And I miss that set piece.
Hello, I'm Paul Franks Chang's, owner of P.F. Chang's. My company is mentioned multiple times in this musical, and I would like to know when I will be receiving residuals.
Everybody run away! Oh, guys, that's the end of the show. They all escaped on the wings of the bird, who was actually a real bird, not a person playing a bird.
That's right. Hey, thank you, Betsy, so much for being here with us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Where can the people find you?
Oh, man, UCB? Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And then
goddamn weekend lady.
Oh yeah.
She's a weekend lady.
And then I'm on a new Netflix show coming out August 25th called Disjointed. Check it out.
Oh, check out Disjointed. You've all got Netflix.
Oh,
we know it.
Yeah, you
everybody
do.
Got Netflix.
Everybody got it. They gotta be checking it out.
Thank you so much to Scott Passarella on the keys. Give us a little flourish, Scott. Something rad.
Woo! Loved it.
That's good.
A pregnant pause.
I'm
full
Zach.
Of emotion.
That one's Jessica McKenna.
Please check us out on Apple Podcasts. Rate, subscribe, review. Thank you so much. We will see ya, hear ya next time.
Woo!
Goodbye forever!
No, please come back.
That was the last one.
No, it wasn't.
That was it.
Hey, how are you? Good? You still here? Thanks. What season is it? Well, if you're listening to this currently, it's summer. If you're exploring our back catalog, hey, welcome. Thanks. Maybe it's fall. I don't know. Guess what? Whatever the season, ModCloth's got you covered. Snag a new swimsuit for that summer getaway or a cute cardi for those first signs of fall. ModCloth's signature line of apparel comes in a full size range from extra, extra small to 4X, so it's never been easier to find your perfect fit. Need a little outfit advice? Just reach out to their amazing team of mod stylists for free sizing, fit, and styling help. Go to modcloth.com, 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 and enter promo code OFFBOOK at checkout to get 30% off an order of $100 or more. Snag your next style obsession at ModCloth. Dun, 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 ModCloth. Dun, dun, ModCloth. Dun, dun, ModCloth. Dun, dun.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.